It starts off so exciting. Hey kids, we're going on a trip. I can't wait. Make sure you pack. Don't forget to bring this. Then you get to the airport and the gong show begins. Where did my middle child go? Why aren't you wearing your shoes? You have to put your shirt back on. Hey, pick up your wrapper. No, I will not carry your suitcase. No, I said I'm not going to carry your suitcase. Fine, I'll carry your suitcase. Where are our tickets? Oh my gosh, did we check in? Traveling with kids can be a complete gong show, but we love it. And on today's episode, Melissa and I talk about why we love traveling with kids. And even more importantly, we learn how to make traveling with kids more fun and easier on the parents. So if you have a trip coming up, this one is for you, and we hope you enjoy listening to The Funny Thing About Parenting. Greetings. Good to see you. This is TJ. That's Melissa.
Hi.
And you have stumbled upon The Funny Thing About Parenting. Welcome.
Welcome
into our space. This space is your space. Please make yourself feel at home. We're just glad to be hanging out with you.
So nice to be hanging out with people, even when I can't see them.
It's a tad one-sided, isn't it?
It is, but it still feels fruitful and nice that I have friends, even if they don't know they're my friends.
Well, we do know they're our friends, and they know we are their friends. But anyway, whether you've been listening for a while, or you just happened to find us this week, welcome. You can stay as long as you want. Make yourself feel comfortable. If you have to leave halfway through, don't worry about it. Just wave goodbye. We'll see you next time. But yeah, we're a couple of parents who live in the Midwest. 4 kids, 10 and under, and we're just doing it, you know?
Surviving, having fun, making fun of ourselves. No judgment, but laughing at ourselves is totally encouraged.
Totally encouraged.
And we were better parents like 8 years ago. You know, like when you only have the one or two, like I feel like I'm so like thoughtful and intentional about like parenting things and doing it the right way. We've talked about this. You're more by the book. I just feel like I've let go a little bit over the last 6 years.
Yeah, I don't think we were any better at parenting 6 years ago. I just think we were more by the book.
Right.
The more kids. Did you see this in the news? Marie Kondo.
Oh yeah.
Marie Kondo.
Yeah, I've seen
the tidying headlines. Up the gal who has centered her life around keeping her home tidy and teaching others how to do it. I even bought her book.
You were very much a Kondo.
I think we all crave it. I think we all crave, like, that's what I love about going to a hotel, is mm-hmm. you don't have any of your junk with you.
I know.
So you
There's
feel
a lot
more
of
free.
Junk around us.
But
right
anyway,
now.
She recently had her third child, and she publicly said that tidying up is no longer her priority.
Yeah, I think she said, like, I've given up.
And that, my friends, is what happens when a third-born youngest child comes into your life.
Yes.
Your youngest changes things.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a
reminder that everyone has seasons. Like, yeah, even Marie Kondo has a season of letting go and, like, being okay with a mess for a little bit.
It's like a sigh of relief knowing that Marie Kondo is stepping on Legos just like me.
But she does have a good place for them.
She probably does.
She probably has a clean house at night.
We have clean spaces.
Yes.
We can't say the house is clean, but some of the house is tidied up. Okay, mm-hmm. anyway. Mm-hmm. So that was a nice little introduction to who we are if you're new. Kind of. Did we even introduce ourselves?
I don't know.
Last week, we shared a little bit about our trip to Florida. Went to Disney World with our kids. Mm-hmm. Had a great time.
Super fun.
It was more of a trip than a vacation.
Yep.
Because so,
yeah, we're thinking about leaving the kids behind during their spring break.
I can't remember if we talked about this last week, but we were contemplating. Again, when you live in Minnesota, it's like, at least if I'm going to make it here in the winters, I need to travel. I've learned like a couple of times during the winter. Yes.
You
just
need
to break
warmth to hit your face.
I need it. And I think it's an actual need. I think I'm solar powered. I think I need the sun. My bare feet need to touch the grass or sand. Mm. I've just learned that. I think you're this. I mean, come on, you have to admit it. It's a beautiful
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so we were contemplating a spring break trip with our kids. We are no longer contemplating bringing them, but we are planning on going somewhere just you and I.
Yes.
Which is going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
So this week's episode is kind of relevant based on our most recent trip, and it's relevant to you if you maybe have an upcoming trip with your kids, because we're going to talk about travel hacks as parents. We actually asked a few weeks on Instagram, a few weeks ago, what travel hacks do you have? And let you know, if you're listening to our podcast, we're going to share some of these. So we're going to go through some of those today.
I cannot wait. I haven't seen any of them. So you have all the gold, and I cannot wait to actually like do some of these hacks next time, because traveling was really hard.
Yep. And in different parts of, and you have, when you fly somewhere, that's one type of traveling. When you do a road trip, that's a different. So there are different hacks for each. We'll walk you through a few of these. And I think some of these are brilliant.
Good. Tell me. So give me.
My hope is that if you're listening today, I hope that you just grab one of these and you're like, ooh, I'm going to use that one next time. Let's start with before the trip.
Okay.
The one hack, and none of these are really rocket science necessarily, but they're like, oh yeah, we should do that next time. I think when you plan a vacation, sometimes the lead up to the vacation is just as fun as going on the vacation. Because when you're anticipating something, you're looking forward to it, you're like every day, like it comes up in conversation with your kids. You're talking about, oh, what should we do? Or I can't wait to do this.
Yeah, for our Disney trip, you had it was so cute. You're like becoming a little artist of Mickey Mouse's.
Oh, gee whiz, thanks, Mel.
TJ is like new self-therapy is like he just sits down and draws Mickey Mouse's. But anyways, you drew out this like cute countdown to our trip with like every number being a little Mickey Mouse head. And that was so cute. And the kids like, you know, switched off, like, it's my turn to cross it off. And they got so excited.
So every morning they would actually fight over who gets to cross off. And I mean, it was just simple. It's a countdown calendar. So travel hack number one is create some kind of a countdown calendar or those paper chains that you can rip off. It's almost like a no duh, but the kids, it just helps build in like extra excitement every day. And it's like, oh, okay, 29 more days, you know?
It's a reminder for the parent to like have a little fun and let their kid, like, because I feel like we get so caught up in like the lists and the to-dos and the packing and all of that I don't know. You don't want to only just be stressed before. Have a little fun before and have some excitement.
So there you go.
I like that.
That one was submitted by Run to Hike. So thanks for submitting that one. Okay. Let's get into packing.
Packing.
So a couple of suggestions or travel hacks that came in. Christine said you should use packing cubes to separate kids' clothes. So this is...
That sounds lovely.
This is smart. Now, when we... Anytime that we travel, heck, anytime the kids sleep over at grandma's house, they pack their own suitcases.
Yep.
So that's...
And then the suitcases stay out in our entryway or on the stairs or like in the hallway for weeks after.
We are the worst at unpacking.
I got my stuff put away. Your suitcase is still sprawled out in our bedroom.
I'm not. I'm a middle child.
Like, it'll just be ready waiting for you when you pack your next trip.
All of my dirty... I can't even... I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But packing cubes.
Packing cubes. So, and I don't know. Like, if you think about, like, going on a road trip, or if it's the packing cubes within suitcases, Or even, you know, when you like check into a hotel, you have limited storage. Mm-hmm. So you have these, okay, this is your drawer, that's your drawer. But even if you needed to, you could bring those like those foldable cubes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You can get at IKEA and you can put those separators in those drawers at the hotels.
Right.
To like keep your, we have three girls and all of their socks look the same.
Right.
So like keeping those things separate, packing cubes, I think is a good idea. Another one that came. I think
our firstborn would love a packing cube.
Oh my goodness, would he ever.
He would love that.
Mick Bridemo said, have a clean outfit in a gallon-sized bag. Mm. If there's a spill or accident, you can use the bag for soiled clothes. So there you go. If you're flying somewhere and you have one kid, and this is probably going to be your middle child, maybe your youngest, throw some extra clothes in a Ziploc. Throw it in your backpack so you can travel with it.
I like that. Sometimes I throw something in there, but you're right. Like, it gets crumbs or spilled on, and it's like, well, that, put it in a Ziploc bag. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Another idea from Lisa. Oh, we kind of did this too. Lisa must be a firstborn though. So Lisa makes a checklist for each kid when it comes to packing. I happened to do that because our daughters wanted to pack like 2 weeks in advance. I kept holding them off. So finally, they're like, can we pack? And we let our own kids pack.
Right.
Which is a mistake.
And you made the checklist. And for that reason, I did not feel the need to like check everything.
Right. And usually the girls are great. One of our kids did not bring her swimming suit to Florida.
Or pants. But she brought 9 pajamas.
Lots of sleepwear. She, you know, that's what a youngest child would do.
Yeah.
You got to be comfy.
Yep.
But what Lisa does is she prints out a packing checklist for each kid, write how many of each item they pack, then they put it on mom or dad's bed, and then mom double checks. Again,
yeah,
Lisa's
a
firstborn.
That was good.
We don't double check in our house.
We do not.
We don't.
We did not, yeah.
We worry about ourselves.
I feel like I did last year before we went to the cabin, and it was a good thing I did because I think it was the same thing. I feel like Maisie forgot her swimsuit or something. So I learned my lesson.
I learned of a new nickname for, if you have 4 kids and you're a third, you know how we always struggle with our third born? Mm-hmm. Knowing, like, is she, we call her a youngest because she is like total youngest vibe. She was the youngest until Winnie came along. But she's also a middle child at times. So moms call their third borns thirdles.
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 Okay.
It's just a little nickname where you're a little bit of a middle. You're a little bit of...
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Youngest,
I didn't go there at
I guess.
First. Yeah.
Like you kind of encompass both. You kind of go back and forth. Anyway, a thirdle.
My little thirdle.
It was also funny with packing. Our girls' suitcases were like packed to the brim. There was no extra space, which again, we didn't do a great job helping them eliminate. So once we got to Florida, we were like, oh my goodness, we won't be able to take anything home. Mm-hmm. Like we can't bring any souvenirs home that are bulky or that kind of thing, except for our firstborn underpacked.
Yeah,
I should say he only brought what he needed.
Efficient. He packed what he needed. He took the checklist and the days, and
we ended up like shoving things into his suitcase because he had extra room, and he was, I think he was a little stressed out by that.
Yeah, he was like, wait, I didn't put this in there. You're like, you're cramping my style.
All right, let's move along past the packing. How about on, like when you're on the plane or when you're doing your road trip? And we don't do a ton of road trips with our family.
It feels like a road trip every time we go anywhere, though.
Driving to church, which is a 12-minute drive, is typically...
It feels like a road trip.
It's very stressful. Always have crayons.
Crayons, yep.
Not markers. If you have markers, the inside of your car is going to be decorated with orange marker like our previous minivan was. So make sure to bring crayons. Crayons.
I had like one of those little containers of Play-Doh in my bag for a while. So like when we went to a restaurant, you know, it kept the youngest busy. Like we just made shapes.
That was a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. Another one. This one's super fun. So say you're driving somewhere for a little a long time, or you have like a 3 or 4 hour flight, wrap up snacks like they're Christmas presents.
Ooh.
Okay, so you wrap them and you have several of them stashed, and then set a timer. Every 20 minutes, your kids get to open the next one. Nice. But it's not like a present. It's just like a, it's a bag of Cheez-Its.
Right. It just,
or it's like a, it's a little activity book.
They understand what they're looking forward to, the timing, and it keeps them busy and excited for the next 20 minutes.
Another fun one is play trivia with your kids and have them buzz in to play, but each of them has a specific sound effect that they need to.
Yeah, I like that.
The sound. So you got to get specific. You play games, trivia with sound effects. Love it. That'll get you about 11 minutes before it gets annoying.
Right.
Then you have to move on to the next thing. I think another one, I'm going to add this one, build a playlist and let each kid pick like 5 songs and then put it on shuffle. And then the kids are always excited to like whose song is going to come on next.
Yep.
And then you have to let the song play the whole time. You cannot leave the song early. That is a rule.
So hopefully the kids don't pick like a Chipmunk song.
Yep. Erica says screen time limits need to go out the window during plane travel. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Totally. In fact, this is why we fly Delta, because the movie is built into the seat in front of you. Mm-hmm. So that makes it super nice.
Yes.
Watch as many movies as you can.
I talked to a mom the other day and she said they do the same thing. Like they always just pay a little more to be on Delta. But she said last time they went, none of the screens were working on their flight.
Ooh,
that's, and they didn't have iPads. They didn't bring iPads and stuff because they know it's going to be there.
No way.
Yeah. So she said that was awful.
Tragedy.
So maybe have some backup activities in mind.
You know what? I place my trust in Delta, I think.
I do too.
Hopefully that never happens. Another one. This is one that we kind of do, but Cheesy Chick, love that screen name, says board the plane last.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm in no hurry to get on the plane.
Yeah. And this last time, like, you have enough miles. Like, we could have gone first.
And right, we were Sky Priority.
We chose to go last as much as possible. Near the kids end. Got a little antsy. They're like, we want to get on.
Yeah, we're near the end because... I think most people want to get on it early, maybe just to get that.
Bags?
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah, I guess we never do that.
To make sure that they store their bags.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But usually we just have like a couple of backpacks that we put by our feet.
Yeah, on a traditional like checking bag trip.
But especially getting on with kids, like I think you can start watching movies or whatever when you get on the plane right away. But we're already going to be on that plane for a long time. Our kids need to like get the wiggles out.
Yeah.
There was one time that I think we aren't delayed, but we were delayed for a couple hours. I think the kids watched a full movie on the plane. Like they wouldn't let us off. another one, when on the plane and the kids' ears start hurting, have a Starburst ready to chew.
Did you submit that?
No, this one's from Hula Girl.
That's really funny.
So
our youngest is in a Starbucks kick, like that's our go-to bribe. That's why I meant Starburst. What did you
also
say?
Starbucks. You said Starbucks.
Oh, I said Starbucks. Sorry. Yeah. So I had a lot of Starburst on the plane this last trip.
Yeah, and our middle child.
But
likes,
I didn't even think of the chewing and the ear. Like
right.
That's
because our middle child likes gum, but she didn't like the mint gum that we had. Mm-hmm. She only likes the bubble gum flavored gum,
of
Melissa.
Course.
So we should have had some Starburst.
And our youngest hasn't had gum yet.
And then if you have a baby, you can request a plain bassinet for the longer flights. And I've seen these on TikTok. It's incredible.
Nice.
The babies just sleep right.
So it's like they're just hanging out in a.
Oh yeah, and they can take a nap. And we've traveled with a baby once or twice, and we never, like, you were just holding.
I know, we never did the car seat thing. I wish, like, but then you have to buy a seat, right? Yeah, so anyways.
Give out car bucks if you're on a road trip for good behavior. So periodically, we're going to give out a Therian buck.
Okay.
Which is a
good
idea.
So is it like a real buck? So then, like, next time you stop at a gas station, if you have bucks to use?
I think that's kind of the idea. So those are some travel hacks. I guess a couple of more, is that grammatically incorrect? I think it is. A lot of parents chimed in about like expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely do need to set expectations when traveling with kids. And it typically, for us, it's like expect there to be tantrums, because when you travel, it's just hard on kids.
Yeah, they're tired, they're hungry.
There's a lot of walking.
You
could also be, potentially you could be overstimulated depending on where you go. And you just need to expect to do less.
Yeah.
I think the more kids you have, and it depends on their ages too. Because if you're traveling with all teenagers, it's a different set of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, and like remind yourself that it's hard on their bodies and their mentality. Like it's... Yes, we are going on this trip to have fun and we're spending a lot of money. So like when like there's meltdowns and things aren't going your way, like as a parent, it's like really frustrating because it's like we came here to have a magical time. But now, like, you are, like, it doesn't have to be about bad behavior. It's like, it can be, okay, this, you're having a hard time right now. You're hangry. Like, just remember that there's other reasons. It's not like they want to have a bad time on vacation.
I think the answer to kids spazzing while on vacation is usually food.
Yeah.
Usually food or a treat will help.
Especially
and when you're
younger,
on vacation, it's like, okay, if you're at home, like we're not gonna start that habit necessarily. But when you're on vacation, it's like, okay, I think you need some ice cream.
Yeah.
Because mom and dad are about to go crazy if you don't settle down.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go get some ice cream. What do you say? Other parents say, bring grandma with you.
Mm. I like
having
that.
Having help is so, and there's some, with our kids at least, there's something about having grandma and grandpa along that grandpa and grandma have a different effect on the kids.
Right. They're a little bit more receptive and calm with grandma and grandpa. And it's like, I feel like early on, like new parents, and obviously every family is dynamic is different and everyone has their things. But like, I feel like it's common to like feel like you want to like protect your family time and like have your vacation. But I feel like I've learned as the years gone on, like not to take for granted having grandparents there. Like, it's so helpful.
Yeah,
to have the extra.
That's it. And not just to help, but to, like, it's a great time to hang too, just as a bigger part of the family. So I really love that. Oh, another travel hack that other parents submitted was mobile order as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it looks like doing less of the chores. So like standing in line for food or getting groceries for your hotel, any of that, as much as you can do it over the phone. So that you're not dragging your kids with you to stand in line for food. And
yes.
That's like anticipate. I think our kids are going to be starving in 45 minutes. So I'm going to mobile order something soon.
Yes.
So
if you wait too late and there's a line. Yes. I love.
And I think that applies anywhere. Like Katie says mobile order Chick-fil-A at the airport or Starbucks.
Yeah.
Especially for mom and dad, do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great idea. Ash says a lot of people kind of joke like don't go on the trip, that kind of a thing. But Ashley said this is not a hack, but take the trip, start small and work your way up to longer travel.
I love that.
So I think she's just saying like it's not going to be perfect. Traveling is always hard with kids, but you should for sure at least try it if you're maybe have younger kids and like, well, should we wait to travel? Or I think it's good. Start small, try something, and then just keep exploring. Like, what does your family like to do? I'm not ashamed that I like going to Disney World or to Florida because we just have a good time there. We also love other places around the country and the world, but we're in a season of life where it's like, this is what our family enjoys and we're going to do this.
And that's the kind of trip that like while you're there, it's hard and there's a lot of hard moments. But once you're home, when you look back, all the memories are like good, especially for the kids. Like they had some hard moments, but now that they're home, it's like they want to go, like they only remember all the fun.
Once you get home, it's like everything bad sort of filters out.
And some of the bad stuff is funny. Like, oh yeah, that was funny. Ha ha ha.
Not the moment. But maybe your family really enjoys road trips and exploring new parts of the country or seeing national parks. Maybe your family just loves the beach, or you love Hawaii, or you love like learning about the history of our country on the East Coast or DC. Mm-hmm. Or you just love to camp and you love to, you know, go to cabins. I don't think any family should, you know, you see other families like doing all these different things. And sometimes you have FOMO. You're like, oh man, maybe we're missing out because we keep doing a similar vacation. But I don't think anybody should feel any pressure to like, oh, okay, I got to get my kids to Europe, or I got to get my kids. I think the most important thing is, mm-hmm. you're just hanging with your family. It's good quality time. So it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how cheap your vacation is or how, you know, expensive it might be. I think at the end of the day, it's just about doing something that is out of your daily routine. That's what I love about vacations, traveling.
Same.
Lastly, here's a last hack. This one also comes from a different Ashley. She says, have a babysitter lined up for when you return. Because you'll need
yes.
a
yes. Yes. I like that hack. Which as soon as we got home, like, can we have date night? Or can we go on vacation without the kids now? Like, you just are mentally drained. It's, yeah.
And then so there's something crazy about enough time goes by and you're like, all right, let's do it again. Mm-hmm. Let's do it again. Let's plan the next one. But there you go. Travel hacks. Maybe some of those could be helpful. Who knows? But maybe you have a travel hack that we haven't heard about. Send it in. Next time we talk travel, we'll bring mm-hmm. it up.
Yes. Love it. Good luck on all the trips coming up, spring break, whatever. Good luck to everyone.
Good luck to everybody.
Have fun.
We tip our caps to you. All right, we're going to end this podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The Funny Thing About Parenting. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.